Bella D'Angelo Show. A unique voice in conservative talk radio can now be heard, irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
I tell you what, it's a good thing I've got patience, I've got a sense of humor, and that I've got 5 years, 5 gangster years under my belt of driving around and making it to at least some spot where I could stop the wheel and get on the show no matter where I was, no matter what I did, because I'm telling you right now, Eric, I am banning. I'm putting a moratorium. No one is to procreate in Minneapolis or in Minnesota from here on out. There's just no option, because either there's just a huge population explosion or somehow they infiltrated and put all of the Syrian refugees here and in vehicles and on the highway today.
Yeah. Can you hear me? No driving.
No! You can say anything.
Yeah, you know, over there in overseas, they just use the horn to drive. They don't use any rules.
There aren't rules here either, and whoever is the head of MnDOT had better lose his job over this. I mean, I'm up to a two-hour commute both morning and night because of the Mickey Mouse madness bullshit of this road designing and construction. But anyways, I'm going to make you laugh. And we've got a lot to celebrate because the unstoppable Trump train is in full charge, and I can't wait to get into our huge victory last night, the Mickey Mouse madness of Cruz, who doesn't have the nomination but decides to declare Carly Fiorini as his VP, which, you know, I don't know where he's living and what dream world he's in, but we'll get into all that. But this is the Bella D'Angelo Show, and this is Eric Olson, my longtime friend and good buddy and compadre from the oil field, transplanted here to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I can unleash my energy and my enthusiasm to stop the mental disorder called liberalism, which I actually do believe that we have a lot of hope and optimism finally stopping the Hillary machine. But first, I want to say, there's a lot of changes going on with my website and all the things that I'm trying to do with getting speaking engagements and getting a terrestrial home for the radio show. One of the things, when you go to the website, Bella D'Angelo, BellaD'Angelo.com, I want to give a big shout out to, you know, that website has changed hands a couple of times. I think the only time that it really looked and reflected me and my personality was, go figure, when I did the website originally in its inception. But now I want to thank Amanda Wilson here in Minneapolis, Minnesota with Fast Signs, who on her side work, she has been putting together the new look and image of the website. Well, so I have to confess, so I kind of got busted, Eric, and I hope you're prepared for this. You got something to come back with me.
Huh?
What?
I have to bail you out, huh?
Well, so she's asking me for some technical stuff, and, you know, I'm technically retarded. I mean, I shouldn't be allowed to handle anything with electronics and technology, you know. So finally, I said to her, I said, well, just get into my email account. I mean, then we can take care of all this, because she had to go back and forth, or I was supposed to go back and forth with GoDaddy. Yeah, well, if you haven't heard this before, I was told many times that customer service offshored and left the state because of dealing with me. I hate customer service, especially if you're a dot, not a feather, and you got cotton in your mouth, and I can't understand you, because I'm pretty ruthless when I want to get something done. So anyways, not ruthless. What I'm saying is I expect people to be able to speak English and to get the job done. as maybe I can quote, I heard Bobby Knight Trump was asked how he was similar to Bobby Knight, and Bobby answered the question and said, I can tell you this much, when we got a job to do, we know how to kick ass to get it done. Getting things done. I like accomplishing. So when people can't answer basic questions, I get short of patience. So anyways, so I told Amanda to go to my email so that she could converse with GoDaddy and get all the information. Then all of a sudden, Eric, I've got a couple of email accounts, and that one is severely hacked. And so I told her, I said, now don't mess with my Asian lesbian lover, Chop Chop. I love her long time, and all of our correspondences are in there. Don't get into the dialogue.
Don't read the fine print. Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now. It is completely different.
What do you think of it?
Looks good. I can tell it needs a little bit more work, and there's a few phone numbers we will have to change. But good job.
Thank you. We're getting together in the next day or so to keep working on it. What you'll see on the website is, it reflects my personality. There's a trailer there for my... It's a combination of my speaking engagement and the trailer for the documentary in the oil field that I had started. But, I'm just glad, I'm just relieved that we have some hope and optimism of all of these years, of all of us grassroots people that have been fighting and putting in all of our time and energy and sitting in a truck, screaming into a cell phone, trying to get people to wake up because, you know what? As I explained to, so I was in getting my pedicure the other day, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and that cruise was going on, blabbering on, and this couple next to me, there's a husband and wife, and I handed him my card, and I said, are you watching this? And he said, I'm the most liberal male you'll meet. And she said, well, I'm third party. And I said, well, at least one of you guys got some brains in this operation. And he kind of looked at me, and I said, well, I said, okay, try and win him over. So I handed him my card, and I said, the thing is that we used to live in a world, and you heard this text message if you read it, a bunch of you, I sent this out. I said, we used to live in a world where you could be a liberal, and you could be unaware and not paying attention, and you could still thrive and succeed and live a good life and leave your future generations to a better life than what your generation went through. And I said, but we're not in that world anymore. We're in a dangerous time where you can't afford to not be paying attention and unaware and checked out. And he gave me that look. You know, that look, the whole reason that I started this show, because I was committed. There wasn't anything that was going to stop me. I was relentless in doing my part in trying to get this country to wake up to the point where now the establishment is completely called out, completely called out. And when I had lunch the other day with Mark Griffin, I want to give him a shout out. So we had lunch at Panera Bread the other day. And the first time that I met Mark, well, he contacted me over Facebook because he'd been listening to me over on 1280 The Patriot, which I was on for a couple of months. And, he said to me, this is a girl that loves her country and loves and misses the oil field. Well, so we're sitting there at Panera and he's trying to tell me how Minnesota is starting to already, the enforcement is already taking guns from some of the people, and I stopped him, and I said, if it's your doctor that's asking health questions, you better be on top of answering those health questions. It's all linked into Obamacare. But when I got into Cruz, I gave this analogy, and tell me what you think about this, Eric, because I said, when you look at Cruz, and I kind of touched on this the other week, Cruz and Barry both studied the Constitution in order to destroy it. And I said, but what if you thought about this? I was in Odessa, Texas, working the Permian Basin when Cruz did the filibuster about Obamacare. And I had called to Wilson and said, hey, I've never really paid attention to this guy, but I'm thinking I'm going to start giving him some support and paying more attention to him. But I said, you know what? When you look at that whole staged filibuster that he did, who his wife is connected to, you know, Goldman Sachs and the rest of the crap and the support of TPP and all of it. I said, you know, just like Barry did, staged and purposeful to get the Americans to support and believe they're the next golden child. And I said, so when he came in as non-establishment and insurgent and the rest of it all, which, you know, I was listening to Levin as I was driving through the madness of Minneapolis today, Levin going on and on, Trump hating. I just said, you know, the thing is, what a great victory for America. For Cruz to be the highest level of arrogance is the inability to hear and the inability to understand his public. He totally underestimated we the people, our intelligence, and at what point we were going to finally say we are fed up, we're not going to take it anymore, we don't want anything to do with the establishment. So what better decision for us, what better gift could he have given us than to collude with Kasich and just stand up and say we're going to do everything to fight and stop Trump? Right, Eric? Yeah. I mean, what did it lead right into, which we're going to get into? We had the greatest result in the primary, but, you know, Cruz is that ignorant and stupid and arrogant to understand we have been awake for quite some time, and we've been paying attention, and we have been ready for not a false hero, but a leader and someone like Donald J. Trump.
Here,
I'll breathe for 1 second.
Yeah, take a breath. You know, Trump is like what we did with the Tea Party in 2009. The populace was upset with the status quo, and of course, Obama promised everything free, and but we got on the bandwagon that we're upset Americans. We got to fix the establishment. We got to move forward for this country, and that's kind of where Trump is at now. He's standing strong on the big issues. He's woke up America to the big issues, which kind of went back to sleep when we lost our press in the Tea Party. But so he's there. He's making the waves. He's talking the real issues. If you watch his foreign speech that he gave today, it was a written speech. It was very well done. He presented it very well, and he's all about America first in everything we do. So if you haven't seen that speech, everybody should listen to it because it really shows you where this guy's standing, and he's standing strong for America. So we salute him for that.
Well, and he's doing what he always said. The only thing I didn't like that some of his people around him said was that there was, you know, there was the one side of Trump and then the other side of Trump, as if he was, you know, falsely representing. No, what Trump has said all along was that he would become a little bit more presidential. But, you know, we like him for who he is, but he's laying out his details and you know, that foreign speech today, everybody's listened to it. I just see that he's going to gain, and pay attention to how many times, momentum. You know, took every state and county, and they're now showing that he can hit the delegate number that is needed. And I believe, and Eric, you and I and so many people have talked, the RNC is not so bold and brazen to try and threaten us much more with bringing in the white knight.
Right. Yeah, I think they're kind of running scared at this point because the population is talking to them and telling them what America really wants.
Well, our voices are being heard loud and clear. We're about to go into our next break, but before we go into it, I want to say I'm really honored and blessed to have met Mark Griffin with the John Birch Society. I've become a member. I've been put in contact with a couple of the Tea Party heads here in Minneapolis to help me get connected and get my name out there, get speaking engagements. And when I went to leave, Mark gave me a big hug and thanked me and said that there was a place for me here. And he said, I asked him, I said, do you even read all those text messages that I give you? He goes, yeah, I need to take vacation time. Sometimes you even need a translator for those novel-length texts.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's called passion, inspiration, and fire and desire, because there is one girl determined to make a difference. All right, we're up against our first break. Don, go ahead and take us into it. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
And we're back from break. That was quick. Of course, I overtalked myself in the first segment. Gee, go figure. See, I've got to get to more nights a week so that I don't run myself over. But anyways, okay, we are back. And, you know, so here we've got Donald J. Trump, who wasn't expected to even be where he's at. Fox and everybody, you know, as they kept walking and, you know, fearing us that it's going to be a contested convention. I'm not convinced the convention is going to be needed. I believe that, like I was saying, when Cruz and Kasich combined forces, what it also did was it woke the masses up that were on the fence, or some of the Cruz people, to realize they're part of the establishment. And those numbers last night, Eric, did you ever think we'd be seen in the 60%?
No, he did amazing. He surprised everybody with a coup he pulled off last night. It was just amazing to see him win every county and every state, and he's got the momentum, he's got the machine, he's way in lead in the horse race here, and the other guy's still about a lap behind on the horse race. So I think you see everybody start moving stronger towards Trump through the rest of the delegate stuff.
Well, you know, we've watched this time and time again. I mean, that's how Obama got in, was they were fed up with both sides. We've had to endure, which I have said, you know, this Barry being in office, him and his administration, it feels like he's been in there since Slick Willy. He's running around. I mean, I don't even pay attention to what he does anymore, but it's just exhausting waiting for him to get out, waiting for this country to actually be led like what this country needs, which is a real leader, which quite honestly, we haven't had a leader since really Reagan. I mean, I'm not against George W., but there were things that got us into this situation. And the thing is it's been establishment and politics as usual through every single campaigning. And when, you know, we flipped the seats in 2010, we gave all those Republicans in. They didn't do anything. We flipped them in 14. They didn't do anything. This GOP nomination, as I have said, it really woke me up. As I was excited. I thought Carly, I thought Cruz, I thought they were anti-establishment, because they could certainly talk the talk. They even convinced Sean Hannity. Now, when I watched Hannity the other night, there was a complete difference between talking to Trump and then to Cruz. And I can't wait for Cruz and Kasich and their lying, conniving, Mickey Mouse madness bullshit, they have such complete arrogance, and they will do everything and anything, and it's such desperation. Eric, I gotta believe that Cruz is not going to be a talking point within at least another week or two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he could start to fall from grace. We got Nebraska and West Virginia coming up on the 10th. That's 70 votes, and then we got Oregon on the 17th, 28 votes. Washington is on the 24th, 44 votes. So once you get to those states, Cruz thinks he's going to win them, but the push we see and the polls are starting to move towards Trump's favor, I think it's because he's in the winning seat, he's in the driver's seat. People aren't going to vote for losers now. They're going to vote for the guy that's got the major lead, and they're just going to push him into the thing early.
Well, who wants to vote for a loser? Because we certainly cannot, will not tolerate, cannot, this country can't take it. We can't have Hillary Killery.
And
what's really encouraging, you know, because for how long was I told there wasn't anything stopping her? Depending on what poll you're looking at, they try and say that Trump doesn't have a chance. She is only ahead of him by a few percentage points, and he has not even started on her. I mean, has not even. And like I've said, when it comes to a debate between the two of them, he is going to just obliterate her and her canned, you know, I mean, she was even pandering. Okay. I had, this was one of the text messages that I put out when she had texted that, or she had said, I'm sorry, she had said, joining a gang is like becoming part of a family. Join safe gangs. So I said, well, I'm going to join the Cribs that practice aerial Pilates and get my girlfriend in with the Bloods that practice self-defense. I mean, she will pander to anyone, and especially she needs that black vote. But, you know, the bottom line is this country, it's pretty hard for us to not hear and understand just how broken it is. And
you know,
the thing is that Trump is speaking to the blue collar. He's bringing over liberals. He is bringing over the young. He is bringing those that haven't voted. He is increasing the number on the Republican Party by such huge numbers. And he has awoken a revolution that is unstoppable, and anybody that attacks him only loses in this fight.
That's right. You know, if people do listen to his speech today about foreign policy, and then he was on Greta on Fox News, and he made a lot of good points there with the Bobby Knight, but he's already picking on Hillary and Obama both on the lack of leadership and where it's led this country and this world. He's making some great points, and he's just getting fired up to go after Hillary.
Well, it's only just begun.
No prisoners.
What's that?
Trump's not going to take any prisoners.
Well, here's the thing.
The debates.
Hillary knows how to debate against a Cruz. He's a definable, he's controllable, he's predictable. Trump is not predictable, he's not controllable, and you don't know what is going to come out. That is exactly why he's terrifying to her. Not to mention, he's not politically correct. He will not, like you said, he will not hold back, and he will go after her, and he will attack her. Which, that is also what has always been missing in these campaigns, are we get the establishment up against the establishment, which, of course, you know, and here's the thing, Eric, and we're all realizing this. There was no real fight, because quite honestly, it wasn't, they were all in it together. It was all one big country club, and depending on, you know, what backroom deal was made big enough to get in who, it was just, it was like playing a game of musical chairs. Who wanted to have the big chair? And it didn't really even matter if they didn't get the big chair, because they just got a chair somewhere else in the big house.
That's right.
Yeah, it was just an address and name change and seat change. I mean, everybody's making over six figures and plus and whatever, all the other perks and the vacations and all the shit that they're being given. I mean, it was just one big Ponzi scheme. And, you know, how many conversations did I have with so many people that tried to make me believe that we were never going to, and we're up against our next break. Actually, I got to watch the clock because at 7:30 we will. How many people told me we weren't going to be able to break free of the far-reaching criminal government system, the corporate system that was going to forever chain us to the government? And I had so many people told me, there is nothing you can do. You might as well just understand it. Martial law is coming, FEMA camps, all the rest of it. But as I had said to Wilson earlier, I said, you know what? I never lost faith in the patriots and the American people. And my good friend George Patton Jr., as he would always remind me when I would sometimes get overtaken by the worry and the fear and the gloom and the doom, and he would say, remember, there was only 3% that started the revolution. And as long as you have hope, you have to hold it in your hand and you have to spread it around. And that is what has given birth to this revolution and Donald J. Trump being able to take over and win over the people, because we now have a voice. We now have someone that not only understands the establishment, understands New World Order, understands how to fight. He's, you know what, I was in the gas station the other day, and this young 20-something-year-old, I asked him if he was going to vote. This young man, he looked right at me, and he said, you know what, we need a Trump. He's a businessman. He said, I love this. He said, he may have filed bankruptcy a couple of times, but he also built his business back up. I mean, how, as a business owner, do you not learn also how to succeed if you also don't make mistakes? Because if you're not making mistakes, you're not learning. But we have learned, and we have learned our lesson to stop paying attention, stop believing to the false hero. We need a leader, and we need someone who will bring the respect and the standing of what America used to be and make America great again. We need Absolutely. Someone that knows how to go to the table with China, with Russia, with all the foreign countries. Stop. The, you know, Cruz got called out with Laura Ingraham in his inability to even want to fight against China. And he said, well, we, you know, when we get into a trade war, we're at a trade war. China has our pants down and we are bent over.
Yeah, we built China to what they are today with the trade deficits of $300 to $400 or $500 billion a year. That was our money that built that country, and they're stole our businesses from us, and people like Trump coming in now is going to fix that and make them pay it back and make them pay it forward for America, because we did build a lot of these countries and they haven't given us anything back. Trump made that point really strong today that we need to
absolutely. And hey, you know, we've run ourselves over again. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don, take it from here.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrade your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
Oh, is that me back now? you know what? Nothing makes my day better than getting one more person listening, one more person tuning in, especially Eric. You know, this show isn't always for everyone until sometimes you ask them to listen again and just give it another try. You know, I've had my off days, I got to admit. It's been a transition coming back to Minneapolis. Some days I have a great day and I have a lot of fun, and then there's other days where I go, I just want to go home, which is the oil field, right, Eric? This, you know, in the oil field, I mean, that's where I found my family, my friends, and home, and and trying to find the humor and trying to find the people to talk to. But I want to give a shout out because recently I've met some other really great patriots on Facebook that are out there doing the groundwork to get this job done in November. One of them is Mike Duane, and we got to know each other over Facebook. He is heavily involved in this whole process of getting Donald to the 1237, and he listened to the show one night, Eric, and he said, you got to get to your point quicker. You need a little bit of humor. And then he listened to last week where we had Josh Bernstein on the show. It's moving forward, and it looks like Josh might be joining us as well. But Mike wanted me to shout out to everybody to remind everybody we've got to get Donald to win the Indiana primary May 3rd. I also want to give a shout out to Bud Selton Mullins. If you don't know him, look him up on Facebook. He's got the Trump Bunch Facebook page. Great patriot. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to, I'm going to pull him up here. Oh, I just lost it. Oh, well, I'm working off my iPad. When I find him, I'll give a shout out to him. But, you know, we're a power in numbers. I mean, that's what this is all about. And when you look at the people that are really banding together and getting this job done, it's you and I. It's you and I that woke up one day, just like, you know, I woke up one day and mad, and I called into Sean Hannity. I had no idea that would lend itself to me sitting in a truck 5 nights a week after scrubbing toilets, you know, laughing, giggling into a cell phone, running the show off of either an iPad or a laptop. Eric, you know, you're a company man. You've been in the oil field your whole career. You got heavily involved. Why didn't you tell people where to find you with Montana Shrugged and the Tea Party there in Billings, Montana?
Yeah, we're easiest found on Facebook, Montana Shrugged. It's after the novel Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. A lot of people know she was fighting for America back in the 40s and 50s. You can also get Eric Olsen, O-L-S-E-N, on Facebook, and I'm Eric Shrugged on Twitter. I twit and Facebook a lot. If you get on there, you probably get tired of watching me. So those are the easiest ways to get a hold of me. I'm also president of Eagle Forum in Montana. And I'll just quickly give a shout-out to Phyllis Schlafly. She's in a battle for her company right now because a bunch of her old supporters are Cruz fans and went against her because she's endorsed Donald Trump because she's a fighter and she's against the establishment. She's got a book called Choice Not an Echo, where she calls them the kingmakers, keep telling America who's going to be the next president. So she thinks Donald Trump's the spoiler in that thing, so if you can shout out to Phyllis Schlafly at Eagle Forum, I recommend doing that because she's fighting for Trump, too.
Chris Medina, that was the other gentleman on Facebook that I met up with, and he'd gone to my website and asked me. He actually thought that I was a Texas girl because, of course, it says it on my Facebook page. Asked me why I went out to North Dakota, and, you know, I told him. And if you're a new listener and you haven't heard this, hey, corporate sales girl manufacturing here. That's how I understood what was happening to this country and the economy. Lost it all, picked my bags up, went out to the oil field, started over, started the radio show, came back, starting to, you know, start all over again here in Minneapolis. Meeting some really great people and really enjoying watching because it was difficult there, Eric, for a while. I really had to tune things out when people were convincing me that this is going to go to a brokered or contested convention, that the White Knight was going to be brought in, or that Cruz was going to take down Trump. Because the thing is I'm a realist, and I know and understand where we're at in this country. So let's give a little bit of rundown. We're going to be $20-some trillion in debt. We've got our open borders that can't be stopped. We got Barry running around the U.K., praising Merkel for her open borders and being on the right side of thinking, getting his rear end handed back to them by those in the UK saying thanks but no thanks. Putin telling them, you know, get the hell out of here. There's the embarrassing Iran deal, which is not even a deal. You know, we've got ISIS here operating in the U.S. We've got more people on unemployment than working. We've got a absolute meltdown with a possible economic crisis just around the corner. If we don't get serious about starting to stop the hemorrhaging, and the problem with Cruz was that Cruz was only going to do the exact same as all the rest, just continue the purposeful dismantling, catastrophic, corruption, and further down the road we go to the New World Order and all the rest of their vision of the elitists. But we're now in a great fight, and we've got to get through now these next primaries. Eric, walk through. So we've got the next primary is
May 3rd, Indiana, 51 delegates. Looks like It should go mostly to Trump at this time. Cruz is fighting hard, but you know his collusion with Kasich really hurt him there, because all the discussion is we're running away from Kasich and Cruz in that state. And then you go to the 10th of May, you got Nebraska, West Virginia. West Virginia will go heavily, we believe, to Trump. Nebraska is kind of up in the air. It's a primary, and Trump seems to do better in primaries, so maybe this Bobby Knight thing will help him on the border there with another famous football state. Then you move into the 17th, Oregon, 28. You know, they're actually leaning towards Trump. And then Washington on the 24th is 44 delegates. They're kind of hopeless up there, but I think they're starting to see the light, too. Then, of course, the last one's June 7th, the big one with California, Montana, New Jersey, South Dakota, New Mexico. You know, that adds up to 502 total votes. And Trump needs 283 to make that magic number the Republicans set in 2012 convention. But one of the sleepers is, not on that number, is the 54 delegates in Pennsylvania that are not regulated, but they say they're going to lean towards the popular vote. So that takes a big burden off of Trump. If they keep talking like they're talking in Pennsylvania, he should roll. I'm working hard to get Trump to do a flyby in the state of Montana, because I think he could pull this state, which is a winner-take-all state, and get him 27 free delegates. If he just made one appearance here, he would be amazed at the press he'd get in this state. So come on, Trump.
Well, and the only reason I asked if there was one, the next one, maybe I was missing something before the Indiana one, but here's the thing. You know, then we've got Marco Rubio, who has stepped forward and said that he is going to back Trump and work on possibly handing over the delegates. The one thing that I really want to see us do is this uniting on our side. So if you, your Cruz friends that you have, now we've got to be talking to the Cruz supporters and say, don't be the Ron Paul. Don't be the Ron Paul guy in the room that says, my man's not there, my dog's not in the fight, I'm not going to vote, because a no vote is a vote for Hillary. When we look at Hillary, actually, I don't want to look at Hillary. Actually, if I never had to look at Hillary again,
Kim Il over there in North Korea. She wears the same outfits. It's kind of scary.
She looks like Yoda. Yoda.
Yeah. It was sad how she dresses up for her public.
Listen, I've actually considered, I still think about trying to meet someone just because of my fear of how bad this country would be if Hillary the water buffalo Yoda gets in office. But I told you earlier, man, if Trump gets in, I'm never thinking of boyfriend the rest of my life. No, I'm done. I got too many other big things. I'm going out inspiring people, teaching critical thinking, encouraging confidence, and getting people to pay attention and wake up so that we never get this country in this position again. We never find ourselves so checked out, so tuned out, so disenfranchised that we allow illegal criminals to come in and take over. Because I've said this before, once we open up that door, once we let an undocumented, unvetted, someone that comes in, the Trojan horse, giving the rainbow speech, giving the slickest sales presentation, and then coming in, and I've said this before, I'll say it again to remind people, he has been the most successfully accomplished destructive president yet. So when people say to me, how can one man come in and accomplish all that is needed to be done? Well, one man has come in and accomplished to the destruction of this country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we need someone that can come in. And the thing is I got, you know, I will keep repeating this as much as possible. The biggest failure of the government is we do not have business sector people that have actually worked, have actually been accountable, have actually been fired for not following through with the job and what they were asked to do. You know, we've got a businessman that not only knows how to run a business, he's run multiple businesses. He's got an empire, for God's sake. He's got his hands in so many things. And he is not afraid of telling people, you're done. That's it.
You're fired. Starting putting together his firing list, he said. That's what we need. You need that guy.
Oh, man.
Accountability. You know, you made that word. Accountability, responsibility. There is none in the governments in this country, and we need to push that button hard.
Hey, responsibility and accountability is near and dear to my heart. I have been a sales girl for my entire career. I've been held responsible for my numbers every single day, every single week. I don't have a job if I don't produce. So I know I more than understand accountability, responsibility, achieving, and success. And that's why I hate these criminals. These criminals taking all my hard-earned money out of my paycheck every single day so they can run around their self-important, bloviating, bullshit criminal behavior that is just absolutely destroy this country. But we're almost coming into our next break. I will say this, Eric. I've had to put a lot of thought about what my next real career is going to be. When Trump gets in, and I've got all this, as you know, how much energy I have.
Yep.
What about, I could be a professional pole girl because I am taking pole lessons, and I could also be a stand-up comic, don't you think?
You could do either one of those. You could be a fireman, too. They got to talk loud, slide down a pole.
All right, we got to take our next break. We'll be right back. Don, take it from here. Pretty good timing.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
And we are back. Don is probably listening as you're talking about, you can slide down a pole. But that's what the company man said to me today. So I called out to check on some of my guys. And, you know, it's pretty sad right now in the oil. It's very sad right now in the oil industry. Yeah. We got a lot of people out of work. We've got a dismal future, at least for the next year. Over a year and a half ago, we were running 200 and some drilling rigs. We're now less than 30. So when I called Kim Taylor to check in with them, and I told him I was pole dancing, he said, I got a pole. You can jump up and all down. And I said, but you know what? The sense of humor, I mean, you know, that's why I love the oil field. There was no political correctness. We had so much fun. That's what built the radio show. But I'm getting my bearings and my footing here as I continue to thrive, succeed. And as I had said in one of my text messages, I will survive to make it back when oil comes back. I don't know that I would go back and actually live in North Dakota full time, but I certainly will come back entertain, and I miss all you guys, so I'm giving a shout-out to the oil field. I want to thank all the new listeners here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Be patient as I kind of get my footing and bring more material forward from what's going on here locally. I want to give a shout-out to the good old boy. When I first came back, one of my sales jobs, I met him at the company that he is part owner at. And I called him good old boy because he reminded me of Eric, of a company man. And we hit it off. We've become very good friends. So I missed him. I didn't get to see him last Friday at lunch. And when I talked to him the other day, and he said, hello. And I said, you sound like Eeyore, you know, when Eeyore would say, is that me you're looking for, or someone that looks like me? But he's wanting me to pull up this thing about Marco Rubio, and I didn't get a chance to. I'm far busier, believe it or not, Eric. I'm far busier in my day job here than I even was running my business in the oil field. Hard to believe, but my day got away from me. But he did say, he said, well, I told you what Marco Rubio said in that debate speech a couple months ago, but he said, I lost you. He said, you weren't paying attention. I said, well, actually, I was so transfixed and enamored with your voice that I couldn't hear anything that you were saying. I stumped him on that one. He didn't have anything to come back with.
Oh,
but
no, his voice was like a symphony to you.
What's that?
His voice was like a symphony to you. You know who said that? A politician in Montana named Max Baucus said that early on about Obama. He said, his voice is like a symphony to me. Max was a just terrible Democrat here in Montana. Did nothing good for us or the country.
I know, we've talked a lot about him. Speaking of symphony and music, I wanted to get this in the last segment. Then we're going to wrap out of here because this has flown by. But we lost an amazing genius, talent, musician, Prince Rogers Nelson. Me personally, he was my first mental boyfriend. I had his poster in my bedroom all the time. I was third row in one of his concerts. I wanted to be Apollonia so bad. I could hardly stand it.
It was a tragedy.
You know, and the thing is his legacy and his talent and his geniusness will be missed. And there's vaults and vaults of music, I believe, that will be coming out. You know, he spent years recording in that studio of his, which I didn't even know, Eric, that he was living there. That studio was just four blocks down the street from my gym, Lifetime Fitness, in Chanhassen, Minnesota. And I drove by and the other day, and that's when I saw all the mourners.
All the flowers were, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you look at it from the air, it looked like a big shopping center. I think that's what it was, some kind of converted big box store.
Well, no, he built that studio. That was Paisley Park. And it does, I guess, from the aerial, it could look like that. I didn't know that.
It's square and structured. There's no real architecture to the building at all. It's just one big, look like a box store is what it looks like on the sides and from the top. But that's a huge studio if he built it just for that.
Yes, he did. And then eventually he moved in there and he was living there full time. And Josie Wales had said to me, one more liberal, he made some comment. And I said, well, actually, Prince had given a tribute to Donald J. Trump. He wrote a song in tribute to Donald J. Trump shortly before his unfortunate death. And I want to say our prayers and wishes and love to all of Prince Rogers Nelson's family, friends. It was a shock. It was all over Fox, all over just about every network. But when you have a talent like that, we need to give the mourning and give the praise and also celebrate what he brought and gave to us, which is a tremendous gift, be difficult to replace. So we're just about done. We've only got a couple of minutes left. But what I want everybody to do, please, and I ask of you, be Bella for a day. You don't have to wear the pink bra and white T-shirt and pink lip gloss, only if you want to. It does make things fun. Eric, I have a feeling every once in a while you wonder, I wonder what it would be like. Your brother asked me if I would supply him with some clothing so he could try it out.
Yeah, he's getting a bit senile, I think. Hey, hey, something real quick is coming up on May 2nd. Climate Hustle, the movie, the real story about climate change and what you don't know about climate change, is going to be in a lot of theaters near you. May 2nd, Climate Hustle. Look for it.
I'm glad you brought that up. That is something that Mike Duane, my new friend on Facebook, said that we should be bringing up. The you know, and I've always said this. Whenever we bring up the greenies, okay, I would like one of these greenies, especially, I don't know why Leonardo DiCaprio believes that he is a high-ranking scientist aficionado about this topic, but he certainly feels more than comfortable running around his little ratty mouth screaming about it. But, I, you know, anybody that, first of all, says that we got to end our dependency on fossil fuels, this country, this world is based on fossil fuels and oil. We couldn't get rid of oil if we wanted to, because you wouldn't have clothes to wear, you wouldn't have a car to drive, you wouldn't have a house to go into. You'd have to go back to rubbing sticks and living in a cave and, you know, hunting down animals and wearing their clothes, because there isn't anything. And the next thing I want to do, I want to say to one of you green-loving lunatics, wrap a solar panel around you, shove a windmill up your ass, get in an electric car, and then drive from Fargo, North Dakota to Williston, North Dakota when it's minus 50 in that electric car, and just tell me how well it works out for you.
Won't get very far in those kind of temperatures.
And can you imagine what this country will look like and operate like and feel like and begin to be great again? With the leader, Donald J. Trump, at the helm, making the hard decisions that are needed to be made. Energy independence is another one of his beliefs. We have enough oil to be energy independent. I mean, we do not need to rely on the countries that hate us.
You know, like Ronald Reagan said, government is the problem. Government can't fix problems, and that's exactly what's going on. They got created so many problems for energy businesses to thrive in this country that in other businesses, they chase them all overseas. And, you know, during the peak of Bush, we were importing $800 billion a year of oil because they wouldn't let us drill our own oil and gas wells in this country. So we need to trim that federal government, local governments back to where business can thrive.
Exactly, because face it, guys, Wilson, my good friend here, you know, he's trying to do a good job keeping me entertained since the oil field doesn't have me anymore, because the oil field stood a chance when there are 200 and some drilling rigs and all those company guys, you know, it was like Christmas for me every day running around and talking to you all. He's trying out his best, but he'll be ready to send me off when the oil field's back so I can come back and see all you guys. But before we close out, when I said be me, be Eric, be the Mike Duanes, be the Bud Seltons, be all of us grassroots efforts people that instead of sitting on our couch and just bitching, we're doing and we're making a difference. And we get out every day, we talk to people. We talk to every person we come encounter with. And we ask you to get involved, to pay attention.
Absolutely.
Because our voice does matter and our vote does count. And Eric, we had another great show again tonight.
Yep.
I can't wait to get out and get more people listening and tuning in. Give one more shout out. We got one more minute. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, it's Eric Olson in Billings, Montana. And I'm on Facebook under Eric Olson. I'm on Twitter under Eric Shrugged, after Atlas Shrugged. Montana Shrugged on Facebook is our Tea Party site. So watch what we do. We do a lot out of Montana to help make this country great. Thanks, Bella.
Thank you, my friend. And I'm gonna wrap out of here. We got to say good night. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now. Don, go ahead and take it.